Kum lernen ablad Gemara. We are up to daf Ayin Zayin Amud Aleph. Sorry, Ayin Vav Amud Aleph, the last blot of Klal Gadol. So now we are learning that when, let's say, you do a malach on Shabbos, so carrying or something, it has to be something of chashivus, and there's a shear to it. And then we discussed if Lagabi you is chashiv, then obviously for you, you're chayiv, but for other people who carry it as well. So the Mishnah will continue in the same vein. And the Mishnah is four lines from the top. Hamoitzi tevin. If somebody carries straw, kimloi pi para, enough to feed a cow. That's the shear for carrying straw on Shabbos. What about otza, which we'll see in the Gemara, it's straw from legumes. Kimloi pi gomel. It's not really fodder for a cow, it's more for a camel, so therefore it's a larger shear. It's the shear that you can satisfy a camel with. What about, excuse me, what about omir? Omir is like the straw from grains. Is kimloi pli tle, enough to fill the mouth of a sheep, which is far less. Because each one of these food, that's primarily being used for whatever it is, a camel or for a sheep. So therefore, that's the measure that we use. It's a chashiv amount. Asavim, just plain grass, is kimloi pli gdi, what a goat normally eats. Alei shayim, the leaves of garlic, alei psalim, and the leaves of onions. It depends. Lachim, if they are moist, then they're even food for a human, then the human takes over as kegregus, the size of a dried fig. We don't worry about the fact that also animals eat it, we just look at a human being. Yaveshim, but if it's totally dry, so people generally don't eat it, then it's kemalei pigdi, as much as you can fill the mouth of a goat, because that's its food. Ve'eim mitztarfin ze im ze. You cannot take, you know, a little bit of the leaves of a garlic and then a little bit of the straw and combine them. Each one of them has a different amount, different amount that's for the shear. Therefore, you cannot combine all of them together. So now the Gemara will explain. First of all, says the Gemara, my otza. What is this otza that you said? That by an otza, it's what fills the mouth of a camel. I'm going to view that. Tevin shalmini kidneys. We're talking about straw from kidneys, from legumes. Ki osa Ravdimi Amar, Ravdimi came along from Eretz Yisrael, and he said the following. First, the way we thought he said was, Hamoitzi Tevin. So what happens, you take out straw, Kimloi Pi Parah Legamo. You take out straw, which is the amount that you have to feed a parah with. So for a parah, it's chashur, because that's the amount you normally feed a cow with. But you fed it to a camel, and for a camel, it's not sufficient an amount. So what happens then? For the purpose that you wanted, it wasn't chashur, but it be'etzim it's chashuv because for a cow that's the right quantity. Are you chayiv on Shabbos or not? Is Rabbi Yechina says chayiv because it's a row for a potter. And Rabbi Shimon Malachi says potter, you're a potter because right now you want to feed a camel and for a camel it's not a chashuv amount. At night, Rabbi Yechina said that. But letzafa, the following morning, Hadabay changed his mind. Because Amarayim, you know, they were honest enough that if they reconsidered, they would change their mind. Omar Rabbi Yosef, Shaper Avdi Dahadr. Rabbi Yosef said it makes sense why he changed his mind. You wanted to bring it to a camel, and it's not suitable for a camel. What does it help me that it's suitable for a cow? That's what Rabbi Yosef said. Omar Le Abaya, Abaya writer got onto his case, and he said, Adrabba, Pumfaket, just the opposite, quite the contrary. Kidemikadam is Tabr. In fact, the initial thought of Rabbi Yechin makes much more sense than the second. Why in the world did he change, and why did he agree to Shlokish? Why? The fact that Chazil Apara, Be'etim, it's a chashiv amount. Just because you wanted to use it for something which is not chashiv for that particular use, but Be'etim is a chashiv amount, and therefore you're chayiv. Who cares that you decide to give it to camel? Ella, he says, what actually Rav Dimi said was just the opposite. Kiyasa Ravin, and Ravin came, Omar, he said, this is what he said, and which is a different version altogether. Hamoitzi tevin, if you take out straw, kimloi pi para, a sufficient amount to feed a cow, so in other words, it's a chashiv quantity, and you fed it to a gomel, camel, kuliyam, or the chayiv. Everyone agrees you're chayiv, because be'etzim is chashiv. Ki pligi b'moitzi otza. The machlekes is when you carried out the food for a camel, which is, let's say, the straw of legumes, and you decide to feed it to a cow. For a camel would have been kimloi, and the thing is, what you did was you didn't bring out the quantity that was sufficient for a camel, which is a lot, and gave it to a cow. There's no question that you'd be chayiv. What you did was you took out a smaller quantity, but your purpose was not to feed it to a camel, but to a cow, which is not normal the food for a cow, but you did it. So for a cow, it would be enough. But most people use it for a camel, and that's the question. is whether since you took a small quantity and you want to feed a cow, and for a cow it's enough even though a cow doesn't like to eat it really, is a chayv or not. You took a small quantity and not to feed a cow and you gave it to a cow. The Ivchid, we learned just the opposite. Rabbi Yechonam, a potter yechon is potter because it's not a choshev amount, that's not normal food for a cow. Since it's not the normal food fodder for a cow, it's not considered eating. So therefore, the quantity you took out is way too small. And why does he hold chayiv? Because the fact is, he holds the fact that the cow can eat it, and even though it's not normal to be eaten by a cow, now the intention was for a cow, and he eats it. So therefore, that quantity which is sufficient for a cow is enough to be mechayiv for carrying on Shabbos. Then it says in the Mishnah, Omir, when it comes to, let's say, the straw from grains of stalks, is kimlei pitle, enough to feed a sheep. Iva Tanya, we learned elsewhere, kegregus, it's the size of a dried fig, says the Gemara, idi vi idi chad shiruhu, that they're both the same size. Dried fig and the amount that you feed a sheep with this these stalks, the rims of these stalks, is the same amount. Okay, then the Mishnah said, Alishaim, leaves of garlic, Alib Solim, leaves of onions, Lachim, if they're moist and fit for human consumption, Kigrei is a dry fig. Abayavashim, if it's dry, is Kimloi Piagdi, is enough to feed a Gdi, a goat, which is less. The Ein Mitztarfin Zeim Zeh. Then you said they cannot combine with all the different Shirim and Mishnah, the different products. You cannot combine them, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, and say, well, if they combine. Shalei Shavu B'Shirim, because since each one has a different amount to make it chayiv, so therefore you cannot combine the different ones. The Mishnah, don't read the Mishnah in absolute terms that you can never combine them. It means aim it starfin lechomer sheben. You cannot combine them to apply it to a strict one. I will mistarfin lekal sheben, but you definitely can combine it to something which is lenient. In other words, for example, if you take the smallest amount in our Mishnah, let's say you have the leaves of garlic, the leaves of onions that are dry, which is enough to feed a goat, which is less. Then the quantity, if it's moist, which is a dried fig. So you cannot say, okay, I'm going to take some of the moist ones. If you took some moist ones, you added it to dry ones, and say, well, now you have enough to feed a goat, so therefore you should be chayiv. Because you can, because you're trying to be machmer, using the leaves, wet leaves, which that shear is the wrong shear. But the other way around, let's say you take wet leaves, but you don't have enough yet for the size of a dried fig, and then you add some dry ones, then they do combine, because the dry ones actually are more chomer than the wet ones, so therefore they definitely combine to the wet ones, at least to satisfy that particular shear. Says the Gemara, what are you talking about? The chol d'loy shavi shiurayu mi mistarfin. You're telling me that even though they're different quantities, you can combine the two at least to the shear which is less. I'm going to show you that you can never really combine products that have different shearim unless you have a valid reason. And the valid reason is going to be, as we'll see in the Gemara here, if there are occasions where the two halachically can combine, then we're going to say, okay, even in this case, we can combine the, for tumma, the different kinds of tumma, we can combine them together. Otherwise, you can't. What now? We learned habeged, the size of material for a beged to mikabel tumas midrash. Standing on it is gimel three tefachim. We're talking about made out of wool or linen. So to mikabel tumas midrash, which is when a zav, a person whose tummy steps on it, is the size of three tefachim by three tefachim. Vasak. What about a sack which is made out of the hair, the wool of a goat is dalet, which is rougher, is dalet four tefachim by four tefachim. And ha'oi, when it comes to hide, what's its share to mekabel tumah? Hey al hey, five tefachim or five tefachim. V'hamapetz, and a mat that is made out of reeds, is vav. It's six tefachim by six tefachim. Right? So each material has a different share to mekabel tumah. The Tanei Alo, then we learned in the Mishnah, ha'beged v'hasak, the beged which is three tefachim, and the sak which is four tefachim, or the sak and the oi, the sak which is four tefachim, and the oil, which is minimum five to mekabel tumah, or oil the hamapets, or oil and the mapets, which is the mat, that they can combine five tefachim, six tefachim, mitztarfin zem, that they do combine. But amar, in other words, to the lenient shir, amar b'shem and matam, why can they combine the different shiurim? So he says, you know why they can combine? Bipnei shiru uyin letamei moishiv. Because sometimes they can combine. For example, if you make a patch, this is how Rashi learns other shirim, if you make a patch on a saddle to a donkey. And the patch, you have to cover a hole. All you need is a tefach by a tefach. You can combine these different materials to make the patch. And once you make the patch, it is suitable to be mekabel tuma. So mitnei tami moishiv, since you can combine different materials together to make it as a patch to cover over the saddle, and then the rider sits on it, and there's a tefach, it's suitable to mekabel tuma. So we see that since on occasion you can combine the different materials in the case we use as a patch, so therefore even when you don't use the patch, you can combine four tefachim, you know, five tefachim, different shiurim. Time, the only reason why you can combine the different shiurim is because during the latame moishe, because there is at least one occasion we halachically can combine them to the size of a tefach if you use as a patch. I will end it over the time of Moshe. It wouldn't have been for that reason. Why? You cannot combine different materials because they're different shiurim, even for the more lenient one. Amar Rav says over here also, you can combine all the different foods. How? Let's say you're a retailer and you want to sell all these things and you put them all on your windowsill there to show what kind of products you are selling. You're happy to put them all close together so that the wind doesn't blow them away. You want the weight of the collective amount to sort of make it stable. It shouldn't fly away. And therefore, since there are occasions where you don't mind putting them together, that's why the different sizes, the different substances will combine at least the hakal shaban to the more lenient one and make the bigger size. Mishnah, hamotzi oichlin. If you take out food, what's the size of food on Shabbos to be chayiv mahatorah and skill anything else is a kigrega, the size of a dried fig. Umitztarfin zem zeh, and they combine with each other. All foods combine with each other because they all basically are the same size, the size of a dried fig. Chutz mikli pasul. You cannot combine the shalach, the peel, the garinein, and the seeds, like saying, and the stems. You cannot combine those because they're not food, so they don't combine to the shear of a gregus, a dried fig. Nor subon. Subon is like the husk by the grains, or mursanon. When you make mursanon, is when you make bran out of it. You know, so when you go put the flour or the wheat through the grounded wheat through the sieve, whatever remains behind doesn't fall through the cracks. That's called mursanon, the bran. So these things are not really food, and they don't combine with the food. Rabbi Yehuda says, I agree that nothing combines. However, chutz, I do say that there is one kind of a shell that will combine. There is one, and what is that? Meklipe adoshin, the shell from lentils. Shemizbashlois imoen, because it's common they used to cook the lentils with their shell, and they're edible. Therefore, they combine. But anything else, or those things that fall off, they're not part of the legumes or any other shells. They don't combine. Says the Gemara. You're telling me the suban and mursan la mistarfi. You're telling me that suban and mursan do not combine. What we learned regarding the laws of challah, but now we learned chameshes revoyim. When it comes to, you have five revias in a flour, so you have a certain measure, and the oid, a little bit more, size of one more egg, out of 43. Chayavim bechallah, that's the minimum chayu chayif on this dough for challah. You have to set aside challah. Hain, and we include in this measurement them, the suban, and we include the suban we just said before, we don't normally include, and the mursanon. We include the husks, and we include also the leftover flour, the residual flour that's stuck in the sieve, the bran. So what's a chilek challah not? Omer Abaye says Abaye. When it comes to challah, it's mainly to do with food. Shekain oni oichel pita b'isa blusa. A poor person who's not picky will eat the bran, will eat all those parts. And because it is edible for a poor person, therefore, when it comes to challah, then we count that in. But regarding Shabbos, carrying in Shabbos, when we say we need a certain shear, you're not chayv unless it's a chashuv shear. And everyone will agree that these parts of the grains are not considered chashuv, and therefore the subin and the mursin are not counted because the average person doesn't need it, and therefore it's not chashuv. Rabbi Yehuda Emel chutz meklip adoshim is bashal imon, except the shell of the lentils. Adoshim in, it seems lentils, Rabbi Yehuda says, is an exception, you eat the shell, and pulin loy, but beans no. But Tanya, we learn, or peas no, or beans. What we learned, Rabbi Yehuda says, chutz meklip poilin v'adoshim. So in the Mishnah it says Rabbi Yehuda holds the only exception is the peel around lentils. But in the Brice it says there are two exceptions, lentils and also beans. So how do we reconcile the two? Says more like kasha. If it's brand new beans, then the peels are also eaten. So then it's included in the shear. How about tiki? What our Mishnah says the only exception is lentils, is we're talking about beans that are older, and aged beans or older beans, their shells already are no good. And why not? Might tiki my time alive, why can't you eat also the old beans as well with their shells? Or a woman that you need in kizvuvin bekaira, because they're dark and they're black, if you mix them into your soup or your plate, people think that it looks like flies and you lose your appetite. So they would never eat the peels of beans if it aged because of the discoloring. Hadna loch klav godl. Now, continuing along the same theme, shiurim for different products, what they are. So even though we said before everything's a greatness, now what about, let's say, liquids? I might say yayin, if somebody wants to carry wine on Shabbos, where is he liable? Kidei mezigas ha-kais. Enough wine, because in those days the wines were very strong and they had to dilute it. So the wine part of it, how much it is, which we'll see in the Gemara, Rava says is a quarter of a revius, because they used to mix three parts water and one part wine. If you carry that little bit of wine, a quarter of revius, you are liable on Shabbos. Cholov, how much milk should you carry? Is kidei gemia enough for to swallow? When an average person swallows in one go. And the dvash and honey and bee honey, how much could they liten enough to put on ala kosis? If there's a wound on your horses or your cattle, you put on their back because you know the chafed from the wear and tear from the baggage that they wear. So the amount of honey that they normally put there to cure, that's what the iser is. So that was the most common thing I guess they used to carry honey for. Shemen, how much oil could they lasuch aver cotton? Enough to smear on a small limb on your body. Mayim and water could they lasuch behem esa killer? And water is enough to soften up the paint that you use for your face and your eyes. Vishar kolamashkin, but any other liquid is revius. The standard size of revius, wine is less, and we just said honey, the size by honey and the oil. And so on. V'chol ha-shevchin, everything that you pour out into the street, that foul water, again, is revius. Also is the same size, a revius. That's a choshev amount, and you are chaye for that. Rav Shimon disagrees. He says, kulam revius. He says that everything is revius, including wine and milk and all these other things we just mentioned. Le'nemru kol ha-shiurin halalu, and all of this you mentioned in the Mishnah. We're only talking about lematznayin, to the person who put it away. In other words, if you put it away, and then you come back, you know, and then you come back to take it, then you chayv. Then you chayv even less revius. In other words, when for everybody the standard size is revius, when the Mishnah says that the wine is a quarter of revius, and milk which you swallow in one gulp, and so on and so forth, which are all of these sizes, all of these shiurim are less than revius, we're talking about a specific person who set it aside for a specific task, and then after he set it aside, he went and he carried, that's when it's chayiv. If somebody else carried it, they wouldn't, because it's not be'etzem chashiv. But otherwise, the standard size for everybody is a revius. That's a Shimon Lazan. And the Tanakhama says, no, that this is a, since it's chashiv for these things, like the wine, everybody who carries it is chayiv. Says the Gemara, Tan, we learn, Kedem Zigas Kais Yofa, sufficient to fill a good Kais, or my Kais Yofa. First of all, what's a Kais Yofa, a good Kais, a nice Kais, what's that? So the Gemara says, Kais Yabracha. That is by benching the cup of wine that we use for benching. So that, and there we say there's 10 dinim that we learned regarding the cup that you have to do. So therefore, it's considered a Kais Yofa. You have to have all these extra halachas how to treat this cup. Amar Nachman Rabu, Kais Yabracha, Tzari Shehei, by Reva Revi is. Nachman says the name of Rabbi Baravua. How much wine are we talking about? We're talking about a quarter of a revius. And what's the cheshbon? Because you diluted three parts water and one part wine. Amar Rava says, Rabbi, I agree. And after Namitanina, we actually learned. It says in our Mishnah, Hamoitzi Yayin, if somebody takes out wine, Kidei Mezigas Kais. It says in our Mishnah, how much wine should you take out? Enough to mix a cup. And we should, Ninu, Evitani Allah, we learned, Kidei Mezigas Kais Yafa. And we learned How much is it? Enough to make a kois yafa. Uktoni sefer. And then at the end it says, v'shar kol ha-mashkin, and it says, all other mashkin that you normally drink is an avis. And generally, if you carry less than avis, you're a potter. So what's the, so when it says you take out wine, obviously it's less. It's less than an avis. And you know, we're talking about the raw part of the wine. We're talking about the wine that is being mixed with the water. So, and what is that shear? And that's a quarter of a revius. So you have three parts water and one part wine. Why is that? Because Rav Tamei. In other words, don't think the Mishnah means you're carrying out wine that's already been mixed and diluted. Because that is a revius. So what's the Mishnah telling you? The Mishnah telling you here is the wine part of it. And the wine part of it is a quarter of a revius. And how do I know? Because Rav says the Tamei. Rav is consistent with the view that we learned a few places. The Amar, he says, Amar Rav, kol chamra. Any wine, the loydori al chatlas, that's not a ratio of 1 to 3, in other words, the wine will be very strong. That's not wine, it's too strong, and if it's not drinkable. Omar Abaye says, Abaye, stay true with Bedover. I got two questions on you. Chada, we learned regarding the, we had the Gemara Nida, we'll have a Gemara Nida, there are five different shades of colors for a Nida that her blood is considered tamei. And one of them is blood that looks like red wine that's diluted with water. And we said over there, how much water is diluted with the wine that we say that that kind, that color and that shade of red is considered blood for a woman. So we said there, it says two parts water and one part wine, min hayayin hashiraini, from the water, from the wine, from the shiraini. So that their wine. So what do we see from here clearly? The ratio is 2 to 1, not 3 to 1. That's question number one. Furthermore, if you say that it has to be normally a revius, and you're telling me that wine, because you can dilute it with water, you need water to make it a full cup. So l'chayda, my question is, but right now the amount that you're taking is inedible. So if you're only carrying the wine part of it, which is, let's say, a quarter of a revius, that part is inedible. So why are you chayva for drinking it, if you're carrying it outside? Where's the water sitting? You're telling me the water doesn't have to be mixed in the wine. The water can sit in the jug somewhere. And because the wine that's in this cup that you're carrying is the quantity of wine that you need to mix with that water later to make it a full cup. Ravi, is there for your chayv now? What's the logic in that? But right now it's not edible. You need to mix with the water.
So Rava says,
your two questions I can dismiss straight out of hand. And what are they? This that you say, Shnei Chalkim Mai Vechad Yayin and Yayin Shiroini, you're right. Yayin HaShiroini L'chud Rafi. Yayin HaShiroini is different than all other wine. Their grapes weren't so strong, and they therefore needed only to be diluted the ratio of 2 to 1. I'm talking about the average grapes in that, around, which we needed to dilute it 3 to 1, number one. Or Inami Hasam Meshul Chazusa. Also, I can argue, even if you're right, and normally you need 3 to 1, that's for drinking. And there we're talking about the shade, the of the red. So how can you compare? So we're looking for something else. And for what we're looking for, a color that's similar to blood, a ratio of 2 to 1 is what you need. I'm talking about what people normally drink, and that is 3 to 1. So that's not a question. Ah, your other question. There's for appearances. But for tasting and making it edible, you need a bit more water to make it edible. And the last question you had, what about the fact that the water is not even here? Hamayim bikadum is tarfin. The water is in the kad, and you want to combine it together. I can answer you that yes, because leinyan Shabbos. We're not talking about drinking right now. We're talking about what's a chashav amount to be considered carrying in Shabbos. Leinyan Shabbos midei the chashav inyan. Regarding Shabbos, what you need is something chashav, and this is chashav. So therefore, you're chayev for carrying, even though it's only a quarter of a levius, and you're carrying the wine. That wine is chashav because that's what people will use to mix in with water. And therefore, your chayv and Shabbos, even though it's not a revius. But everything else that's not mentioned in the Mishnah according to the Kama, you need a revius. According to the Shimon, even these things you need a revius. It's only the person who's carrying it. For that person who's carrying it, that quarter of a revius of wine, pure wine, is what is chashuv. Okay, so the Stapir continues tomorrow as well.